Good evening, ma'am. I'm calling from Metro Research, and we're just conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you just a few questions about important issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in the area. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten to 12th grade? Do you have any?
None.
Okay. No. How about grandkids or nephews, nieces that you might be aware how they're doing in school? Anybody?
Yeah, I have grandchildren, but they're older. They're in their 15, 14 age.
So they're already in the public system in school, right? In the school system in Massachusetts, correct?
Yes.
And are you aware more or less how they're doing in school, you know, about the reading skills? This study is about the reading skill, because a lot of the kids...
Yeah, I have a 10-year-old that was having trouble with reading, and mm-hmm. now she's doing fine because they detected the problem. And
so are you familiar more or less? Are you familiar? You got involved a little bit with that issue?
Yes.
Okay. So you say one of them, right? And what
yeah.
grade? Okay. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your area, in your community, can you please tell me just your age? Please.
79.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This is the better the kids in school so they can do better, you know, when it comes to the reading
mm-hmm.
skills. But the next question is just for a statistical purpose only. By no means we're trying to insult your intelligence, okay, ma'am? But how would you describe your gender, man, woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Woman.
Okay, thank you. And how would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Hispanic, Latino?
White.
White, thank you. And what grade is your grandkid currently in, the one who has, do you help?
She was in the third grade.
So now she's in the fourth grade, or she's still in the
yeah.
third grade? She's in the fourth
no,
grade
she's,
now.
Okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
which
she
other
had
following?
Dyslexia.
Oh, and we're going to talk about that too, you know? And thank you, ma'am. And which of the following best describes the school where your grandkid is enrolled this year? A public school run by the school district? A public charter
yes.
school? A
it's
public school?
Just a public school.
Okay, run by the district. And when it comes to your fourth grade grandkid progress and reading this school year, you know, I know she had trouble last year, but this school year, would you say
excellent.
That you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all.
Not at all, okay.
And no, she reads very well.
Excellent. She, I'm glad to, you know, because we're going to talk about this, especially in the third grade level. That's when they have a lot of troubles, and I'm glad to she move on. Now, to the best of your knowledge, is it your fourth grade grandkid reading at the level expected for students at the in the age group? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And has your fourth grade grandkids, pediatrician, ever discussed with you or the parents how can you guys support your child's reading development at home? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And what kinds of activities or supports does your fourth grade grandkid pediatrician recommend? Oral story time, recitating nursery rhymes, singing songs, repeating your child's sounds and encourage them to repeat yours, reading with your child, talking with your child, or introducing vocabulary. Which ones did he recommend it?
I don't know. She had private help
a
for
tutor?
The dyslexia. And she's reading above average, actually.
But the pediatrician, what kind of activities did he, you know, recommend it? Like talking to them, reading to them?
Well, she's always been read to.
Okay. And talking to also, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And what information did the parents use to understand that their fourth grade child's progress in reading and writing is at the level they're supposed to? Did they go to the parent-teachers conference or their literacy screeners such as reader, early bird, diabetes, or get
yeah,
the grades? Yes, ma'am?
They go to the conferences, but my daughter-in-law also works at the school her daughter goes to.
Oh, so she's right on that. Okay. So she
yes.
she also used the grades and the report cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and she also gets information from the teachers, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my fourth grade child's reading progress this year from the school. Do you agree with that statement or disagree?
Well, they did receive all that from the school. And
this year?
Just told us about it.
Right. But that was when she was having trouble. How about this year? She's in the fourth grade. Did they keep up? Okay.
Oh, yeah, they keep up with the teachers, and okay. She's doing very well.
Excellent. So I should record your answer. I strongly agree with that statement, right? So we can move on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, does your fourth grade, your grandkids' school, provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? I know your grandkid doesn't need any help anymore, but how about the kids that need help? Did the school provide resources to use at home to help practice reading, or one-on-one instruction from a specialist, or a small group instruction, or a specific diagnosis? Yes, ma'am?
Well, they did have one-on-one discussions with the teacher and the special aid teacher.
And they do have access to an outside specialist or just the school?
Just the school.
Okay, thank you. And have you ever looked for help outside the school to support your fourth grade child's reading progress? Did you ever hire like a tutor, enroll in an extra reading classes outside the school, or got an outside assessment? No? Okay, thank you. And when your fourth grade grandkid is reading at home, and they come across enough familiar work, which of the following best reflects their approach? That they sounded out the letters and the word and trying to say them together to make a word? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And how effective do you think your child's school has been so far in teaching your fourth grade grandkid to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Very.
Very effective. And do you know what curriculum is used in your first grade great grandkid school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the types of instructional materials, methods, or classes the school used to teach as a specific subject. Are you familiar with that? Yes or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, understand. And thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in the classroom to help kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? How about the method of sound it out? Are you very familiar with the method? Somewhat? Not too or not at all?
Yeah, very familiar.
Very. How about the method of sight word list or flashcards? Very familiar with that? Somewhat? Not too or not at all?
No, not too.
Not too, okay. And how about, yes, ma'am?
Is this going to last much longer?
So I can use the ones you already gave me, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time. Believe me, I'll speed it up, okay? How about guessing from context? How familiar are you with that method? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about reading recovery? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
No.
Not at all. Okay. How about textbooks by Fontaines and Pinels? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
No, I don't know of them.
Okay. How about the whole language, that method they use at school? Are you familiar with that? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. How about the phonics? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at
somewhat.
All? Somewhat. How about three cueing or cueing? How familiar are you with that method? Very, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Not at all. Thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, which is guessing words from context and sentence structure, or phonics, sounding out words, a combination of both? What do you think?
Phonics.
Phonics. Thank you. And researchers have found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, chewing is still a strategy used in many Massachusetts schools. Now, knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about the use of chewing in some schools?
I would be concerned, somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade level on reading tests? A great deal, a fair amount, just a little, or nothing at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount, okay. And you mentioned just that you heard, yes? Tell me.
From newspaper articles and things.
Okay, because that was going to be your news. The next question, you mentioned that you heard or read about students falling behind and reading. And what you heard from news and
mm-hmm.
from news and what else you say?
Just the Boston Globe and...
The news that they've fallen behind, the reading skills?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. We're almost done, believe me. As you may know, more than half of the students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade, like it happens to your grandkid. But knowing this, would you say that you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned. And to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum? That is curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not. Yes, they are, or no,
yeah.
They're not?
Yeah, they are.
Okay. And do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum's materials that are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes, probably
yes.
No. Definitely?
Definitely yes.
Okay. And what do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at the expected levels? The parents, the state education officials, the schools administrators, the teachers, the school districts? Who do you think is most responsible?
Well, I think the parents.
Anybody else or just the parents?
The school district, teachers.
The school teachers. Thank you, ma'am. Now, let's move on real quick. Does your fourth grade, this is what you will mention, does your fourth grade the grandkid have dyslexia? Yes or no? You said she has it, right?
Yeah.
Hello, ma'am? Okay, she has it. Okay. Now, from the time that you noticed your fourth grade grandkid child was struggling to read, how long did it take you to get a diagnosis? Less than 3 months? 3 to 6 months? About a year or more than a year?
Less than 3 months,
okay. And does your fourth grade grandkid receive any specific support for dyslexia? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you. And does your fourth grade grandkid have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP? Yes or no?
I think she does.
Okay. And does your fourth grade grandkid receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, does your fourth grade grandkid child identify as a LGBTQIA or not?
I don't know.
Okay. And that last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, so we can finish, man. What language are spoken regularly at home? English?
Just English.
Just English. And what's the last year of schooling that you have completed? Some college, 2 years, college graduate, postgraduate, master, MBA, PhD?
Actually, just high school.
High school graduate, well, okay. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just tell me when I get to the right category. Below 25, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75,000, 75 to 100,000, 100
right.
to 100, 75 to 100?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, what is your five-digit zip code? 02? Yes, ma'am?
02147.
Oh,
02174. I don't write a lot of letters. 02174.
Okay. And sometimes reporters like to contact service responses to conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose, but your responses to this survey will never be used in any report without your permission. Now, will you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Would you like to be participating in a future research focus groups or surveys about Massachusetts and on your community? Participants should take part? No? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Very kind of you. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. This concludes our service.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.